He calls an important message on the partial U.S. government shutdown, now nearly a month old. Set for mid-afternoon, Mr. Trump says he will focus on what he calls the humanitarian crisis on the country's southern border. We have a report from AP's Tim McGuire.
The White House isn't giving any details about what President Trump will be announcing, but he hinted in a video tweeted Friday night.
We have to secure our southern border. If we don't do that, we're a very, very sad and foolish lot.
Trump is also calling on congressional Democrats to work with him on border security.
Take the politics out of it. Let's get to work and let's make a deal.
The announcement comes at the end of an especially combative week between Trump and congressional Democrats. The shutdown, which has lasted more than 4 weeks, follows Trump's insistence on billions of dollars for a wall along the border with Mexico. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The UN Human Rights Office says it's documented 34 deaths in the Democratic Republic of Congo since provisional election results were unveiled a week ago. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Since the 10th of January announcement of the provisional results, the UN Joint Human Rights Office in the country has documented at least 34 deaths, 59 people wounded, and 241 arbitrary arrests in the DRC.
The second-place finisher in Congo, Martin Fayulu, has demanded a recount, saying the declared winner, opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi, struck a deal with outgoing President Joseph Kabila, and the African Union has called for a delay in announcing the final results. The December 30th vote was billed as a forerunner to Congo's first democratic handover of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. This is VOA News. The Islamic State is promising to keep targeting U.S. and U.S.-backed forces in the northern Syrian town of Manbij, where a suicide attack killed 4 Americans and 5 coalition soldiers this week. This as U.S. defense and intelligence officials question whether the terror organization's security and intelligence networks run deeper and remain more intact than previously thought. A day after meeting with Turkey's president, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said that he hopes President Trump will not completely withdraw American troops from Syria until the Islamic State is crushed. Graham said Saturday in Ankara, the goal of destroying ISIS is not yet accomplished.
But there are thousands of ISIS fighters that lurk in Syria, and the goal of destroying ISIS is not yet accomplished.
Graham said a total U.S. withdrawal from Syria would lend itself to chaos. He said any plan to pull out should ensure that the Islamic State group is defeated, that Iran is contained, and that Turkey is protected from Kurdish rebel threats. Graham also issued a warning.
If we don't think this through, this is going to be Iraq on steroids. If we get it right, we can begin to stabilize northeastern Syria.
Meanwhile, Turkish forces remain massed on the northeast Syrian border, poised to launch an offensive against the YPG Kurdish militia, a critical American ally in the war against Islamic State fighters. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan maintains that Turkish forces will create a 30-kilometer-deep zone in Syria. The YPG leadership is strongly opposed, warning it would resist. The UN Refugee Agency says it is shocked by reports that authorities in Cameroon have forcibly returned some 9,000 Nigerian refugees who fled across the border earlier in the week in search of safety from militant attacks. The sudden mass exodus of Nigerians followed attacks by Boko Haram militants in the small border town of Ran in Nigeria's Borno State on Monday. Here's VOA's Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
UN refugee spokesman Baba Balosh tells VOA Cameroon's expulsion of the thousands of Nigerian refugees fleeing for their lives was totally unexpected and distressing.
It's really alarming for us to see desperate people who have just arrived in Cameroon seeking safety in this remote part, and then for them to be ending up back into a situation of danger is extremely worrying.
Demonstrators in Greece are planning a massive rally in Athens on Sunday to protest a deal that would normalize Greek relations with Macedonia. There are deep public divisions over Macedonia changing its name to the Republic of North Macedonia in exchange for Greece dropping its objections to the Balkan country joining NATO and the European Union. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America, VOA1.